post-match show is. Now we're joined by Coach Sarah Reese, and Coach, obviously, you know, it wasn't the result you were looking for, but it was a great effort out of your team. You hung in there for the entire match, and it felt like just a couple of bounces go the other way, especially in the first half, you know, could have been a goal early. Really good effort from your team. Your overall thoughts on today's performance?
We had an awesome game. You know, at the beginning of the game, we told the girls, you just got to leave it all out on the field. All 80 minutes, whatever happens, we have to be happy with the result. And they, from the very first minute to the 80th minute, put it all out there.
A couple of players for your side. I was impressed with Kinsley Wong, and she came off the bench and logged a lot of minutes and was creating some offense for the Pirates. And also Reese Swanson, she was exceptional in goal, came out a couple of times and sliding away. What were your thoughts on their performance and anyone else that really stood out for you?
Well, Reese Swanson is one of the top goalies in the state, hands down, and it showed today, right? Like, she is not going to sit on her line and wait to be drilled with shots. She's going to come out there and make her presence known, and she did that on more than one occasion, diving for that ball. You know, it's in many instances, it's the goalie and the shooter, and so it's your ball or my ball, and she wants it to be her ball, and I was really proud of her. The goals that they got, you know, could have gone lots of different ways. It wasn't because we weren't playing good defense, and it wasn't because she wasn't playing good in the goalie. It's just sometimes the ball goes places, and that you're not expecting, and you know, they got three goals in. They just came off a 17-0 win, so I think we did great. We were happy to see Kinsley Wungen, seventh grader, come off the bench. Her style of play is still developing technically, but her positioning is really spot on, and we really needed her speed. And so she complemented the space that we needed to have that speed in today. So I was happy to see her come off the bench and be able to contribute in that way. And she's a competitor. So exciting to see what that will look like for years ahead. Of course, we literally pulled all the tools out of the toolbox, right? In the first half, we had one formation. In the second half, with about 20 minutes left, we switched to a different formation, which for a high school team is, that can be a really difficult thing to do. So I was really proud of the girls for making that change. But we had to have mindful offensive opportunities on the counterattack. We did have a few counterattacks. I thought in the first half we had a corner kick by JoJo Wallace, and I thought that baby was going in. Unfortunately, it didn't drop. But we did have a few opportunities. I was wishful that we would have had a few more counter attacks with the whole team able to be up. And having said that, like, I think we played fantastic. Our defense was just so spot on. Everybody was taking care of business. I was very clear with them about my expectations in every single role, and I think people did that. And so, like I said, we played minute one to 80, and it was really great to see. I think Maddie Knutson and JoJo Wallace in the center just had phenomenal games. I mean, they were all over the place. They were commanding the space. So impressed and happy with their play today. It was just incredible. Keona Arnold she steps through balls at the most opportune time defensively. Nashley Tellez, just solid back there, and she's just always cool, calm, and collected. So all of our girls had their moments today, and I was really happy to see it all come together. Every coach wants their season to end with the girls playing at the top of their game.
You know, two of the three goals, they were fired from well outside the 18. And the defense really stepped up. And a lot of the saves that Swanson made today were pretty calm saves. She was able just to kind of saunter up, scoop it up, didn't have a lot of pressure on her. Your defense really stepped it up, and you mentioned a couple of names there. I was going to mention Keona Arnold, too. She was flying all over the place on the back line. Seemed like she really led the back line there. But your back line, your thoughts on their performance today?
Well, when we started the game, we played four back. And then in the last 20 minutes of the game, we switched to three back. Interestingly enough, when we played them the first time, they used the corners and the end line and then were crossing the ball. That was not their strategy today. And I don't know if that's because we were just taking out that strat, you know, we are taking out that opportunity, or if they were just recognizing that, you know, 30, 40 yards out was the space that we were giving them, and a little bit intentionally. And so, yes, we talked about, you know, we still have to mark people up close, no space in that 30 to 40 yard range. And so, yeah, they did get a couple of shots, and they were taking shots that were out farther. So that was a little surprising to me, because honestly, that's not what we usually see from them. We usually see them going to the corner and making a cross or a through ball, but we were doing a good job of taking out the through ball lanes. And that's where we struggled with them the first time we played. So I was just so happy with our play today. They just did a really great job.
You know, obviously the season, it comes to a close, but there's a lot of positive takeaways, not just to come from this game, but, you know, you guys won the playoff match just 2 days ago. You hang around with a team that had over twice as many wins in the regular season as you, and you kept it within a two-goal match for the majority of the match. It was a three-goal match in the end. It was six goals in the regular season, so you cut that in half here in the postseason. Your overall thoughts on how this season went for your team?
Well, I think, you know, I think today would have been a different game if I had a deeper bench. We have girls on our bench that are still learning the game of soccer. They're learning the technical aspects of it. They're learning the little details and also the speed. The speed of a varsity match is incredibly different than that of a JV match. And no discredit to any of our players, but it's a totally different caliber of game at a varsity level. And then the high caliber of game that East Grand Forks plays, then of course that's like another level, right? And so we literally subbed one person the whole entire game. They were subbing six, seven, eight people at a time with the same caliber. And, you know, that does play into it, right? The fresh legs aspect. We're used to playing 80 minutes with our starters, and that's great. And we manage that time and space well. And I noticed in the second half, they weren't doing as much subbing because we were really taking it to them. And so, yeah, I'm really happy with our seniors, and I'm really happy with the leadership, and I'm hoping to take the momentum that we have here and take that going forward. Of course, we're going to have some holes to fill, our stellar keeper, of course, being one of them, but we have seniors at key positions across the field. And just like every year, we have to figure out, you know, who's going to take that opportunity and step up, who's going to do the work in the off season, who is going to play, who's going to get bigger, faster, stronger, because every year there's an opportunity. And so looking forward to, you know, what we can take from this year and bring to next year. I think part of this game, I said it before, is the mental piece, right? We can be as physically ready as we want, but in athletics in general, people totally underestimate the mental confidence that's needed to be successful. And I think we brought that today. And so I want to take that energy and bring that forward next year.
Yeah, you could definitely see the confidence on the field from your team. It was an exceptional effort from your team. A great season. Congratulations on everything throughout the season. And best of luck next season. And it's unfortunate that the season has to come to a close. But again, best of luck on next season.
Thank you. Thanks for your coverage.